Hello, everyone, and welcome to the second edition of 10 Turns here on NeoEndurance.com. Today, I'm lucky enough to be joined by Marcus Hamilton. He's with the Thrustmaster Movano Racing Team, and he's on their number 3 P1 entry that won the overall race at the recent 6 hours of Sebring. So, Marcus, congratulations on the win, and thanks for agreeing to join us.
Cool. Thank you. It's all cool. Happy to be here.
Excellent. Well, I think by now you understand how this interview will go, so if you're ready, we'll go ahead and get started.
Yep, let's go.
All right, the first question is, what is your earliest sim racing memory?
So I reckon a lot of people are going to say this, but I also started off with Jeff Cramman's Grand Prix series. So, you know, I probably actually played this before I even started following F1 or anything like that. You know, I think no one really had racing wheels or anything like that at the time. So, you know, I had a keyboard. I'm pretty sure I did get a wheel many years later, but I don't think it even had force feedback or anything like that. But yeah, it was a great series of games. I don't think anything's really come close to sort of realism in F1 since, to be honest.
Interesting. So Neil mentioned, I think it was Grand Prix 2 that got him started. Do you remember which game it was that you first got into?
I think it might have been even Grand Prix 1, even, you know, maybe just for a year or two. But yeah, Grand Prix 2 was the one that had, you know, pretty good graphics and everything.
Okay, great. The second question is, what is a fact about yourself that your teammates would be surprised to learn?
I think it's probably how bad my racing rig used to be. So, you know, for the first couple of years on iRacing, I had a Logitech G27, I think, and the pedals and everything like that. But the funny thing was, I was basically sitting on a giant fitness ball. So, you know, I'm not actually sure how I ever managed to win races or anything like that, because literally if I did any sudden movements, I could almost literally fall off. And, you know, worse yet, the desk I had was like really weirdly shaped. So I kind of had to Velcro the wheel on. So it was never perfectly stable or anything like that. So yeah, it was all pretty bad. Still had lots of fun though, but yeah, nowadays at least I have a chair, so that's good.
Yeah, that sounds a little sketchy. So the third question is, how would you describe your driving style?
So I think, you know, in terms of pace, you know, I'm not too bad, I hope, but, you know, there's definitely a lot that are faster than me. So I think, you know, there are a lot of other aspects to racing where, you know, I feel I excel a fair bit. So things like strategy, maybe setup, although don't ask Freddie Evers about that because he'll just laugh at me. Consistency, things like racecraft. So, you know, I kind of call myself a complete driver, but yeah, I guess in terms of pace, definitely not the best, but, you know, all the other elements, I hope I can sort of catch up on, I guess.
Sure. So do you feel like you had to change your driving style at all for the P1 cars?
It's an interesting car, right? Because, you know, the sort of hybrid deployment and the regeneration, the sort of braking is the main aspect, right? So you can actually make up a fair amount of time if you just sort of brake a bit longer. I mean, I think the key in it is really never brake late. So if you sort of always err on the side of caution and brake slightly earlier, then yeah, you can make up quite a bit of time on that, I think.
Okay, interesting. The next question is, what is your favorite real world racing moment?
So I'm not sure I would call it a favorite, but definitely the most memorable for me would be the, you know, quite a long time ago, but the 1994 Australian Grand Prix. So that was when Schumacher took out Hill to win the title. So that was probably the first year I properly followed F1. And, you know, it was hugely eventful, right? And a sad season with Senna passing. But, you know, in that final race, the way Schumacher behaved and sort of watching Hill's reaction once he crashed, you know, sitting in the car in the pits, kind of in despair because there was nothing they could do to fix his suspension. You know, so I really felt for the guy then. So, you know, was pretty happy when he won the championship a couple years later.
Okay. If you could design a race using any of the content or features on iRacing, what would you pick that would give you the best chance of winning?
Well, so to start with, I kind of think endurance racing is the thing that suits me the most anyway. So it would definitely have to be multi-class with, you know, lots of traffic, you know, more the better. I would maybe get rid of teammates, so then I don't have to drive with Fred. But, you know, hopefully you won't listen to this, so you won't know I said that. I would probably make the races pretty long, because, you know, I feel I can drive consistently for sort of, you know, 2-3 hours quite easily. I don't know, in terms of things like the track, so I don't know, when I drove to Star Masters quite a lot in iRacing, Montreal, for whatever reason, I was always particularly strong at, so I guess it'd have to be that track.
Okay, and if it's going to be a long individual race, how long is too long for you?
I don't know, I think the most I've ever done is like 4 hours. That was in one of the 24-hour events. You know, I was okay with that. I think I'd go with something like that. I know I'd at least beat someone like Tomasa, because, you know, he can't drive that long before he needs to pee. So, yeah, 4 hours sounds good.
Okay, what is your go-to meal on the day of an endurance race?
Yeah, so to be honest, I kind of end up starving myself on race day. You know, I literally just have a few snacks to keep me going. But, yeah, I guess once the race is over, I'll literally just feast on, you know, whatever we've made that weekend, you know, or, you know, either that or race end or after we've crashed, whichever comes first.
So are you the type that will take breaks during a 6 hour race, or do you pretty much stay right at the computer?
So, you know, if I've got a nice stint break, then yeah, I'll get up and eat something. I won't do all the spotting or anything like that. Yeah, it's good to get a break. You definitely need to recharge mid-race.
Absolutely. All right, the next question is, what is the biggest change you expect to see in the world of sim racing within the next 5 years?
So, you know, if you look sort of 5 years back, I think things have come a really long way. So I'm pretty excited about the next 5 years, if I'm honest, assuming I'm still doing it. I guess, you know, just in iRacing, it doesn't look like we're going to have to wait long for things like day, night, and rain. And I'm sure everyone can't wait for that. So, you know, those are going to be cool. But I think sort of beyond that, the sort of game changes for me, I would say, you know, firstly, it's virtual reality. So, you know, I've tried the Oculus Rift, and, you know, it was really cool. But for whatever reason, I kind of felt that it wasn't quite good enough yet for me to want to use it full time. But I think motor racing is one of the things that's literally perfect for VR. So, you know, in the next couple of years, once they evolve it a bit more, I think sim racing is going to be, you know, such an amazing VR experience that, you know, that's going to be a really good evolution overall. I think the second thing would be, you know, maybe how sim racing starts to compete directly with real life racing now. So, you know, I've seen lots of sort of noise and articles about how both Formula One and Formula E are looking at how, you know, you can almost race at the same time as the real race against the real drivers. And, you know, certainly Liberty seem to be taking the whole esports piece quite seriously now. So it's going to be really interesting how all that takes off.
Absolutely. So who is one current driver in Neo that's never been your teammate, but who you'd like to run an endurance race with?
Okay, I'm going to cheat a little bit with this one, but I'm going to pick, well, he's actually in Milano, but I've never actually raced in the same car with him. And that is Jose Maria Lopez. So I'm sure most people know, but he's a Toyota LMP1 driver in real life. In fact, he just won the latest Fuji race against Fernando Alonso. He also drives in Formula E, and I think he won the World Touring Car Championship a few times. So, you know, I think it'd be pretty cool to drive an MP1 endurance race with him. But yeah, he's a pretty busy guy, so it's difficult to get something scheduled in, but we'll see. He did manage to do a few Neo races last season, though, so fingers crossed.
So since you guys are on the same team, do you get to talk a lot, or do you really not see each other very much?
So we used to, in the sort of iRacing Le Mans series, I can't remember if it was season one or season two, but we definitely raced a lot together. And, you know, that was huge fun. Although, you know, he did wreck me once, which wasn't cool. And PRT found it quite funny. But apart from that, you know, he's a really cool guy, really fun to drive with. So, yeah, awesome.
Okay, great. The next question is from the last interview. Neil Heckens wanted to know for the next driver if they race ovals, and if so, what they race, and if not, why not?
So right now I don't, but when I started iRacing, funnily enough, I literally only drove ovals. So, you know, I'd never driven them before. NASCAR kind of looked interesting to me, so I thought I'd give it a go. And I did get hooked pretty quickly, just because, you know, there's so much actual racing action that goes on. And, you know, I absolutely loved driving the NASCAR trucks for a while, but yeah, I was never that great, unfortunately. And then once I joined Friction Racing, started taking iRacing a bit more seriously, I just focused on road racing from then on. So yeah, haven't done it for a long time, but you know, I absolutely loved it when I did. And yeah, I think the best part was always listening to the the outrage when people got wrecked. That was always hysterical. So I don't know if that still goes on, but yeah, that was a funny part of it as well.
Yeah, I think there's still a good bit of that. So finally, do you have a question that I can ask the next person?
Okay, can I ask two questions? One serious, maybe one not so much. Does that work for you?
Yeah, I'll allow it. We can make this 11 turns for the next interview.
Okay, all right. So one question would be, if there's one thing you could change to make Neo an even greater series, what would it be and why? And the serious question, is Frederick the best evers?
All right, I look forward to hearing the answer to that. So Marcus, thanks so much for taking the time to join us here on 10 Turns. I hope you enjoyed it.
Yep, no problem. Thanks a lot.
And for all you listening, I hope you enjoyed this interview as well. Just as a reminder, coming up next weekend, we'll have coverage from the 6 hours of Circuit of the Americas. So stay tuned to neoendurance.com and also at neoendurance on Twitter for all the coverage. So thanks again for listening.